今天晚上我们要一起勉励的题目是去告诉门徒和彼得。
Tonight's encouragement topic is tell disciples and Peter.
我们聚会通常是一个小时。
Usually we have an hour service.
所以通常也没有办法把每一个重点都讲得很详细。
So there are many times in which we cannot go into details for every single point.
有时候有一些重点呢，可能用两三句话带过去。
Sometimes we might simplify it, the focus with just a couple few sentences.
啊，那我们弟兄姐妹如果觉得说，啊，那一个重点你希望能够讲得更详细一点。
But if there are brothers and sisters who wish to hear more about a particular point throughout the sermon,
啊，你私底下告诉我，我一定会再找时间把那一个重点。讲得详细一点。
Feel free to come and tell me and let me know, and I will find time to elaborate on that point on further sermons.
那有时候背景也会不是讲得很详细，也可能几句话带过去。
And sometimes I do not give you detail enough about the background.
所以各位如果觉得说某一方面的背景需要讲得详细一点，也让我知道，我一定也会找个时间把它讲得更详细。
Likewise, if you feel that I need to elaborate on the detail of the background, feel free to come and tell me, and I will find a different time to elaborate.
在上星期六下午，我根据耶拿书讲了一个题目，叫做第二次。
Last Saturday afternoon, our sermon topic was based on the book of Jonah, and the topic was the second time.
神再一次的出声音跟耶拿说话，要耶拿去做，去完成神给他的使命。
And the sermon was about how God spoke to Jonah the second time in order for him to fulfill his will.
通常我们因为第一次没有做得很好，所以我们需要有第二次的机会。
Like many times because we failed our first opportunity, we need the second chance.
也很多时候因为第一次失败了，所以我们需要有第二次的尝试。
And many times, because we failed the first time, we need a second try.
那我们的神就是这么的好，他常常给我们第二次的机会。
And our God is so wonderful that He often gives us that second try.
那我为了来证实这一点，我也提了其他的例子。
And in order to prove that, I am here, giving you a different example.
我就提了彼得的例子，彼得曾经失败，但是神还是给他机会。
I will give you the example of Peter. Although he once failed, but God has given him another chance.
那当时我用了很重的字眼，我说彼得否认主这三次的这件事情，让他在门徒当中成为一个最失败的人。
When I was mentioned about Peter, I said that because of his failure, he was probably the most the worst person among the disciples.
的确我用的字眼用得太重了，说他是最失败的人。
I felt that I probably over-criticized or over-judged his failure.
其实呢，彼得他不是真的那么的差劲。
Because Peter is actually really not that bad.
但是我想我们也互相来有一个对人或者事情呢，我们有一个比较好、比较正确的看法。
Whether for towards things or towards people, we should always have an optimistic outlook to it.
在我们生活当中，我们常常被训练成对人或者事情，它不是黑的，就是白的。
In our life, we have been trained that whenever we take a look at things or a person, they're either black or white.
如果他是一个成功的人，那么他一定是一个十全十美的人。
We will often analyze that if the person is a successful person, then he is considered a perfect person.
其实一个成功的人，一个伟大的人，在他的生活里头还是会有一些的缺点跟过患。
But the reality is, even a successful person, you will find their weakness and their failures in their life.
当我们说一个人他是失败的，我们就会认为说他一无是处。
And when we say that a person failed, we might think that they have never really succeeded in anything else.
哦，其实一个没有成功的人，一个失败的人，其实他的生活当中也是会有很多的美点、优点的。
But even a failed person, you will still find beauty in their failures.
哦，只是我们常常会把人或事情把它不是黑的，就是白的。
It says we often draw the line and make things either black or white.
好，那我们今天晚上啊，来把彼得再做一些比较详细的啊一个了解。
So tonight we'll use this opportunity to study deeper about the character.
啊，当然目的也是要更啊，让我们再一次的啊，知道我们的神主耶稣他是多么的美善，多么的好。
And the goal that we hope to reach is that we once again understand how wonderful and how graceful is our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，让我们大家在爱心、信心上都能够得到鼓励，得到造就。
And that we all be encouraged in terms of faith and love.
我们请看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 16.
马可福音十六章第一节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 1.
第一节过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚，并撒罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。前面。
Mark chapter 16 verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body.
啊，这里说有三位妇女，三位姐妹，她们带着香膏要去膏主耶稣的尸体。
Here mentions three women or three sisters who took spices.To anoint Jesus' body.
啊，这是犹太人的习俗。
This is one of a Jews' tradition.
哦，这个尸体用布包裹起来，然后再抹上香膏。
That after they wrap the body with cloth, then they would put a layer of spices on top of it.
啊，这样的工作通常是一些啊，因为我们今天来讲就是葬仪社的人，哈，一些专业的人来做这个事情。
Often this job is done by professionals. Like what we call today, those people who work at the funeral homes.
但是这三位姐妹她们爱主耶稣，所以她们要亲自来做这个事情。
And because these three women loved Jesus Christ so much that they themselves wanted to do this job.
第二节，七日的第一日清早出太阳的时候，她们来到坟墓那里。
Verse 2, very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb.
犹太人的这个坟墓啊，跟我们所在一般所了解的坟墓不太一样。
Jewish tomb is very different from the tomb that we have or we know.
他们通常是会有一个啊，在这个石头啊，这个岩石挖个洞，然后把尸体放进去。
They would usually dug a huge cave from a huge rock, and then they would put the body inside that rock.
然后再把这个洞口给封起来。
And then they would seal the hole.
所以这三位姐妹她们来到耶稣啊，放耶稣尸体的那个啊的地方。
So these three sisters they came to the tomb.
第三节。
Verse 3.
她们彼此说：“谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？”
Verse 3. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?"
但是他们担心着有一个难题摆在他们的眼前。
They worry because there's a problem presented before them.
那是一个大的石头把这个洞口堵住。
This is a huge stone that blocks the entrance.
所以他们就想到说，那谁来替我们把这个石头给挪开呢？
So they thought, "Who will be able to come and remove this huge stone for them?"
他们根本没有想到主耶稣曾经跟他们讲过的。我第三日要复活。
They haven't really thought what Jesus Christ told them before, how he will resurrect in the third day.
他们相信主耶稣，但是对主耶稣所说的这一件事情，他们并没有完全的相信。
Even though they heard what Jesus Christ said and they believe in Jesus Christ, but toward what Jesus Christ said about resurrection, they hadn't entirely believed in it yet.
因为在他们的经验里头，在他们的理性里头。这个是不可能的。
Because based on their logic and experience, that is quite impossible.
所以他们忧虑着谁来帮他们把这个石头挪开。
And so the three women, they worry who will be able to remove the stone for them.
他们为什么会有这个忧虑？
Why do they have such worry?
因为他们对主耶稣所说的，他们并没有办法完全的相信。
Because they have not entirely believed on what Jesus Christ told them.
哦，因为如果照主耶稣所说的，他复活了，他就不会在这个洞里头了。
If they have believed, then they wouldn't have such worry because Jesus Christ already resurrected. He will not be in the tomb.
哦，他们如果是完全的相信，他们就不需要有这个忧虑。
If they believe, they would not have such worry.
在我们生活当中也常常会有忧虑。
In our lives, we often find ourselves worrying over some problems and issues.
很多的时候这个忧虑是从不完全的信而有的。
And many times, our worry comes because we do not have a complete faith.
如果是因为这个信不完全而有的忧虑，那这种忧虑常常是多余的。
And if our worry comes because we are lack of complete faith, then that worry is actually unnecessary.
好，我们请看第四节。
Verse 4.
那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。
Verse 4. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away.
从人来看，他们的忧虑是真的。
From the perspective of men, their worry indeed does exist.
哦，是真的需要忧虑，因为那个石头很大。
And there is a need for worry because indeed the stone is very large.
哦，但是当他们到达的时候，那个石头已经滚开了。
But when they got to the tomb, they realized the stone has been rolled away.
哦，所以他们的忧虑其实是多余的。
And therefore, their worry has become unnecessary.
哦，今天也会常常因为我们的不信。而让我们生活当中有很多不需要的忧虑。
Sometimes because of our lack of faith, we have many worries in our life which are not unnecessary.
再请看第五节。
Verse 5.
他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
既然石头已经滚开了，所以他们就进了那个洞穴。
Because the stone has been rolled away, therefore they enter the tomb.
尸体不在那里，却有一个少年人在那里。
The body is not there, but they see a young man.
所以他们就觉得很惊恐。
And therefore they were alarmed.
第六节。
Verse 6.
那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。
Verse 6, don't be alarmed, he said, you are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.
他们所看到的这个少年人一定是一位神的使者。
The young man that they see is probably a messenger from God.
那告诉他们这个信息，耶稣照着他的应许，他已经复活了。
And he's telling them of the message that Jesus Christ has already risen.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以前往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前告诉你们的。
Verse 7. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.
这个少年人继续跟他们讲说，你们不用惊恐。
This young man continues to tell them not to be alarmed.
这个少年人也交代他们一件很重要的事情。
And this young man instructs them of something very important.
说赶快去告诉门徒，耶稣已经复活了。
To quickly call and tell the disciples that Jesus Christ has risen.
照着主耶稣所说的，他已经到加利利，在等候你们了。
And according to what he said, he is heading towards Galilee.
那在这里，这一位少年人他又特别的强调。说去告诉门徒和彼得。
But this young man specifically states, tell the disciples and Peter.
彼得也是门徒之一啊。
Peter is also one of the disciples.
难道彼得不是门徒吗？
Isn't Peter a disciple?
那为什么要这样加强去告诉门徒和彼得？
But why here need to emphasize to tell the disciples and Peter?
这个特别指定。一定要告诉，确一定要就是说确定的要告诉彼得。
To very specifically state that you must tell Peter.
为什么彼得在这里被特别的强调
？Why was Peter emphasized in this verse？
如果我们看马可福音十四章，我们就知道在那一章里头对彼得跟主耶稣之间的 对话啊，有着很详细的记载。
If we turn to Mark chapter 14 and we read throughout the chapter, we will see the conversation that was carried out between Jesus Christ and Peter.
啊，这时候的彼得他自己也觉得他是一个很失败的人。
On chapter 14, here Peter must feel that he is a person full of failures.
啊，但是主耶稣要他知道，彼得他并没有被弃绝。
But Jesus Christ wants him to know that he has not been disowned.
主耶稣受死之前，他已经开始为这些门徒来做预备。
Before Jesus Christ was crucified, he was already preparing for his disciples.
主耶稣已经知道会有什么事情发生。
He knew what was going to happen.
他也知道这些门徒他们所能承担的有多少。
And he also knows what, how much they can bear.
所以在14章里头描写着主耶稣为门徒来办了第一次的圣餐。
And so in chapter 14 records the first holy sacrament that Jesus Christ held for his disciples.
主耶稣也告诉他们，他们会害怕，他们会四散。
Jesus Christ also told the disciples that they will be afraid and they will disperse.
甚至主耶稣用跌倒那样子的字眼。
Jesus Christ even used the word that you will fall.
我们请看马可福音14章27节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter
14. 14章27节。
Mark chapter 14 verse 27.
耶稣对他们说，你们都要跌倒了，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。
Verse 27, you will all fall away, Jesus told them, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.
虽然这些门徒已经跟主耶稣大约有三年多的时间。
Even though the disciples already spent about 3 years with Jesus Christ.
看起来他们已经有相当的对主耶稣有相当的认识跟基础。
And it seems that they should have a good understanding about Jesus Christ.
但是在这样的一个重要的时刻里头，主耶稣说，你们要跌倒了，你们要四散。
But in such an important moment, Jesus Christ told them that you will fall away, you will be scattered.
28节。
28,
但我复活以后，要在你们以先往加利利去。
Verse 28, but after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
主耶稣再一次的强调，他死，他要复活。
Here Jesus Christ once again emphasized to the disciples that he will be risen and he will resurrect.
主耶稣交代他们，我复活之后，我们要在加利利来聚集，来相见。
And he instructs them that once I resurrect, I would meet you guys in Galilee.
接下来就是彼得他在主耶稣面前的那种表白。
Following verse 28 is howPeter declared before Jesus Christ.
29节。
Verse 29.
彼得说，众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。
Peter declared, even if all fall away, I will not.
主耶稣说，你们都要跌倒了。彼得很勇敢地说，他们会，我不会。
Jesus Christ told them that you will all fall away, but Peter replied that even if they all fall away, I will not.
再请看三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
彼得却极力地说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。门徒都是这样都是这样说。
Verse 31. But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I would never disown you, and all the others say the same.
这彼得营造出来一个非常感动人的一个场面。
Peter had just now created a very touching and moving scene.
这彼得他很努力地说，我不会跌倒的。
Because Peter courageously said, I will not fall.
他甚至说，就是要跟你同死，我也不能够不认你。
And he even insisted that even if I have to die with you, I will not disown you.
在那个当时其他的门徒他们也都附和着。
And all the others,agreed with him.
他们大家都说，我们就是和你同死，我们也不会不认你。
They all say the same thing. We will rather die than disown you.
危险就在眼前。
Even though their threat is right before them.
这些人对主耶稣是这么的忠诚。
But those disciples, they're so faithful to Jesus Christ.
我想如果我们在场的话，我们一定会流泪的。
I think that if we were at the present scene, we too will be touched.
哦，这些门徒是这么的忠心，这么的勇敢。
Because we will see how courageous and how faithful the disciples are.
哦，尤其是这个带头的彼得。
Especially the leader Peter. 哦，
那彼得他认为说。他可以做到的。
Peter thinks that he can do it.
我们一个越成熟的人，我们是越 不容易轻易的、啊、来做出一 一些未来的承诺。
The more mature we grow, the less promises we give to people.、
哦、除非说我们真的很愿意去做，我们真的有把握做得到。
Unless we're really willing to take upon the task.Or otherwise, we usually do not give promises.
哦，所以彼得他真的是下定决心，就是跟主耶稣同死，他愿意。
So here, Peter really has made that determination that he is willing to die with Christ.
哦，但是事实上我们知道彼得并没有照他所立志的这样来做。
But later on, we know that Peter didn't follow up to what he said.
啊，这就是为什么那个少年人说要告诉彼得。
And this is why the young man inside the tomb.Told the three women that they must go and tell Peter.
哦，这个彼得他必须知道主耶稣仍然爱他。
Because Peter needs to know that Jesus Christ still loves him.
啊，我们总是需要主耶稣的爱。
We need the love of Christ.
而主耶稣总是爱着我们。
And Jesus Christ will always love us.
哦，从旧约一直到新约都是这样子。
From the Old Testament till the New Testament, it has always been the same.
哦，我们参考一下何西阿书十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 11.
何西阿书十一章第八节。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 8.
旧约圣经一千零六十五页，何西阿书十一章第八节。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 8.
第八节，以法莲啊，我怎能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你？我怎能使你如压马？怎能使你如西扁？我回心转意，我的怜爱大大发动。
Verse 8, How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zebulun? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused.
这个先知啊，用这种很有感情的语调来描写着神对他的选民的爱。
Here the prophet uses very movingwords to describe the love God has for his people.
这以色列人是这么的不好，这么的糟糕。
Even though the Israel, they're so bad, they're so disappointing.
但是神说，我怎么能够舍弃你们？
But here God says, how can I give you up?
哦，要是别人的话，早把你们丢掉了。
If it was somebody else, probably have given you up already.
哦，但是我怎么能够弃绝你们？
But how?Can I forsake you?
要是别人来当神的话，你们就已经像索多玛、俄摩拉，早就被毁灭了。
If it was a different God, you probably would already be like Sodom and Gomorrah, being destroyed.
哦，但是我怎么能够让你们像索多玛那样子的被毁灭
？But how can I let you become Sodom and Gomorrah?
哦，这个亚玛跟洗扁就是在索多玛旁边的另外的城市。跟索多玛一起被毁灭的。
The two cities mentioned here, Admah and Zebulun, are two cities next to Sodom and Gomorrah that were also destroyed.
哦，所以神说我的心总是在你们的身上。
God here says my heart is changed within me.
哦，无论怎么样，我对你们的爱总是常常在激动着我。
And no matter what happens, my compassion towards you is always aroused.
啊，所以彼得他需要知道主耶稣仍然爱着他。
Therefore, Peter also needs to know that Jesus Christ still loves him.
啊，彼得需要知道主耶稣是那一位信实的神。
Peter needs to know that Jesus Christ is the faithful God.
啊，主耶稣已经实现了他的诺言，主耶稣已经先他们到了加利利，正在等他们。
Jesus Christ has already fulfilled his promise. He's already at Galilee waiting for them.
啊，试着在某一个时段里头，彼得他是失败的。
Yes, Pauline, in a certain moment, Peter failed.
啊，但是一时的失败也不需要成为永远的失败。
But a momentary failure does not mean forever.
啊，所以神的爱可以临到那些失败的人，那些啊这个失丧的人。
Because the love of God will come upon those who failed, those who are lost.
啊，我们看圣经里头这些古圣徒。常常所领受的就是这种爱。
And if we look and study the old saints from the Bible, we see that that's the love they often receive from God.
啊，这也是今天我们所可以领受到的神的爱。
And likewise, this is also the love that we can receive from God today.
啊，当这个雅各他忧愁着说，他整个家族可能会被周遭的人把他们消灭。
When Jacob worried about how his family will probably be destroyed by the enemies surrounding them,
神告诉他说，你起来往伯特利去。
God told Jacob to rise up and head towards Bethel.
那个伯特利就是神应许说我永远跟你同在的地方。
Because Bethel is the place where God has promised him that I will always abide with you.
雅各 有一些的错，有一些的过失，所以他觉得说他会被毁灭。
Because Jacob made a certain mistake, therefore he thought that he will be destroyed.
他曾经失败过，曾经迷失过。
Because there was a moment in the past that he failed, that he was lost.
但是神的爱仍然要临到他。
But still, God's love will come upon him.
那个最有能力的先知之一以利亚，曾经在树下求死。
The most powerful prophet Elijah once asked for death below the tree.
跟他过去的那一种彰显神的能力，那是一个大大的失败。
And comparing to his once all powerful actions that he had, this moment was a complete failure.
但是神却差派天使拍醒以利亚。
But God sent angels to wake up Elijah.
准备了饼，准备了水，叫以利亚说：“你吃吧，你喝吧。”
Prepare bread and water and ask Elijah to eat.
只要我们能够稍微有一点点的回转。神的爱就再一次的临到我们。
If we are willing to turn back even just a little bit, God's love would descend upon us.
只要我们告诉神说，神啊，我不愿意再过这样的生活。
If we are willing to tell God, God, I am no longer want to live a life like this.
主啊，帮助我，我不要继续这样的下去。
We ask God to help us because we do not want to continue on like this.
神的爱是可以临到曾经失败的人。
Then God's love would descend upon those who once failed.
主耶稣的十字架，主耶稣的复活，就是他的爱的保证。
The cross, the resurrection is the promise of his love.
为什么那少年人叫这三位姐妹说告诉彼得？
Why did the young man told the three women to go and tell Peter?
因为彼得他必须要知道主耶稣已经赦免了他。
Because Peter needs to know that Jesus Christ had forgiven him.
他过去一切的努力，主耶稣是看在眼中。
All his labor, Jesus Christ remembered.
当门徒四散的时候，彼得是跟着主耶稣。
When the disciples they scattered, Peter still followed Jesus Christ.
虽然圣经说他是远远的跟着，但是他没有跑。
Even though the Bible described Peter following from far, but he did not run away.
当犹大带兵丁来的时候
，When Judas brought the soldiers,
那个拔出刀来要保护主耶稣的也是彼得。
The one that took out the knife to protect Jesus Christ, that person was Peter.
当主耶稣被带走了
，When Jesus Christ was taken away,
彼得不但远远的跟着，而且他混进去了那个敌人所在的地方。
Not only did Peter follow from far, but he tried to go into the courtyard where the enemies are.
如果说这些来捉拿的人是敌人的话
，If those people who come to arrest Jesus Christ are his enemies,
要有多大的勇气才能够混进去敌人当中
？How much courage does he need to have in order to go among his enemies?
这个巴勒斯坦的气候跟加州的气候很类似。
Weather in Palestinian land is very similar to weather in California.
太阳下山之后，天气就转凉。
After sunset, the weather cools down.
甚至凉到 必须要多加一件衣服。
Sometimes it will get so cold that you actually need a jacket to keep warm.
彼得混在这敌人当中。
Peter was among his enemies.
这气温降低了，他心中也充满着这种莫名的恐惧。
The outside temperature dropped, so does the temperature inside his heart.
他的心也一直要冷却下去。
He is full of fear.
但是他告诉自己，我必须要很热切。
But he keeps telling himself that I need to warm up.
所以他也夹在人的当中，在火旁祈软。
So he was among the people next to the fire.
但是物质的火没有办法让他真的火热起来。
But the physical fire cannot really keep him warm.
所以到最后他还是要照主耶稣对他的预言，他三次否认主耶稣。
And in the end, just like Jesus Christ prophesied, he denied Jesus Christ three times.
他不愿意跟主耶稣认同。
He is unwilling to agree with Jesus Christ.
人家说你是跟那个耶稣是同一伙的。
People ask him, are you not with Jesus Christ?
人家听出来他是加利利人，所以再一次的说，你就是跟过那个主耶稣的。
They heard his accent and they say to Peter, aren't you with that man?
他不但否认，甚至他这个发誓，我跟那个人没关系。
Not only did he deny, he even promised the person that he has nothing to do with Christ.
彼得真的他很努力的要对主耶稣忠心热切。
Even though Peter tried to be zealous for Christ.
但是他是很努力的靠自己。
But he tried hard, by himself.
让我们看到说，除了人的努力，一定还要加上神的怜悯。
Make us understand that besides our own effort, we need the mercy of God.
我们常常也会像彼得这样子，非常的努力。
Many times we're just like Peter, we try very hard.
但是我们忽略了神的怜悯。
But we have forgotten about the mercy of God.
真的，要不是有神的怜悯，很多事情它不是那么容易的。
Truly, if it's not for the mercy of God,Many things are not as easy as it seems.
我们个人的生活，我们的家庭生活，我们的信仰生活，都是这样子。
Our personal life, our family life, or even our faith.
是的，我们要好好的经营我们的婚姻，我们的家庭。
Yes, we need to carefully manage our marriage.
但是不要忽略了，少不了神的怜悯。
But don't forget that we cannot lack the mercy of God.
所以彼得他必须知道主耶稣已经赦免了他。
Therefore, Peter also needs to know that Jesus Christ has forgiven him.
同样的，今天因为主耶稣爱我们，所以我们的过犯、我们的罪，他也要赦免了。
Likewise, today because Jesus Christ loves us, he has also forgiven us our sins.
那个少年人对这三个姐妹说，告诉门徒和彼得。
The young man in the tomb told the three women, tell the disciples and Peter.
彼得他必须要知道，他仍然能够有一个很光明的未来。
Peter needs to know that he too can have a bright future.
因为主耶稣仍然要跟他同在。
Because Jesus Christ still will abide with him.
不但主耶稣要跟他同在，主耶稣还愿意继续来用他。
Not only will he abide with him, but he will use him.
对彼得来讲，他是一个破了切角的器皿。
As for Peter, he's like a broken vessel.
他是已经不完美、不完整了。
He is incomplete. He has cracks.
其实我们常常是需要经过这种破碎、破裂的过程。
Sometimes we too may need to go through failures or brokenness.
其实在三年多前，彼得就曾经经历过一次的破裂。
About 3 years ago, Peter has already experienced that brokenness.
请看路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 5.
路加福音第五章第六节。
Luke chapter 5, verse 6.
第六节，他们下了网，就网住许多鱼，网险些裂开。
Luke chapter 5, verse 6. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
这是让这些捕鱼人很惊讶的一件神迹。
This is a very surprising miracle that happened among the fishermen.
第五节。
Verse 5.
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
Verse 5. Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets."
原来一个木匠叫一个渔夫说：“你要往哪里撒网？”
A carpenter told a fisherman where to let down their nets.
所以让这些渔夫更是惊讶。
And this has caused an even greater surprise.
因为他们整夜没有得着什么，听了这个木匠的话，他们捕了一网的鱼。
Because throughout the night they didn't caught anything, but because they listened to this carpenter, they caught a full net of fish.
这个彼得他很有良心。
Peter is a man with a good heart.
Good conscience.
A good conscience.
第八节。
Verse 8.
西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
Verse 8. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man."
除了惊讶之外，彼得他发现说他是一个罪人。
Not only was Peter surprised, he also came to realize that he's a sinful man.
本来他是有点骄傲的口气说，你这个木匠还想来指导我这个渔夫。
Originally, he said with a proud tone that you, a carpenter, trying to instruct me.
结果彼得他破裂了。
But here, he broke down.
他知道在这个人面前，在主耶稣面前，我是一个罪人。
He came to realize that before this man, before Jesus Christ,I, Peter, am a sinful man.
因为他的破裂，主耶稣用他。
And because of his brokenness, Jesus Christ used him.
主耶稣说：“你来跟从我。”
Jesus Christ told him, "Come and follow me."
我要让你得人如得鱼。
I will help you gain men just like you gain fish.
那彼得他就跟随了主耶稣。
And therefore, Peter followed Jesus Christ.
那一次的破裂让他被主耶稣来用。
And because of that brokenness, he was used by Christ.
这一次的失败是不太一样。
But this time, this failure is a little bit different.
他已经跟随主耶稣三年多。
He already followed Christ for 3 years.
他现在他觉得他不配，他失去了为主耶稣来工作的资格。
He felt he is unworthy to work for Christ.
他不只是一个罪人而已，他而且还否认主耶稣三次。
Not only is he a sinful man, he denied Jesus Christ 3 times.
所以门徒当中最低落的就是彼得。
And so among the disciples, the person that is probably the saddest is probably Peter.
是的，耶稣已经复活了，是一件真实、值得高兴的事情。
Yes, Jesus Christ.We're already resurrected, and this is something worth of our joy.
大家都高兴地准备来做主耶稣要他们做的事情。
Everyone else is so joyful that they're preparing to do what Jesus Christ has instructed them.
只有彼得，他心中有一个阴影，我还配吗？
But only Peter, he has the shadow cast over him and asking himself, "Am I still worthy?"
所以少年人强调说也要告诉彼得。
And therefore the young man emphasized to the three women that you must tell Peter.
让彼得知道他仍然属于主耶稣。
To let Peter understand that he still belongs to Christ.
主耶稣的复活让门徒知道主耶稣所有的一切的应许都是真实的。
Jesus Christ's resurrection allowed the disciples to understand that his promises are true.
对彼得有一个额外的意义。
But for Peter, there is another layer of meaning.
彼得他需要知道主耶稣没有弃绝他。
Peter needs to know that Jesus Christ has not forsaken him.
彼得需要知道主耶稣已经赦免了他。
Peter needs to know that Jesus Christ has already forgiven him.
彼得需要知道主耶稣仍然要跟他同在， 让他有一个光明的将来。
And Peter needs to know that Jesus Christ will abide with him and that he will have a bright future.
我们一起唱诗351首。
Please sing hymn 351.
Thank you.
主耶稣的复活，所以带给我们天国永生的盼望。
Because of Jesus Christ's resurrection, He has brought us the eternal salvation.
那主耶稣的复活是否也像对彼得那样子，带给我们一些额外的意义呢？
That's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Also, just like He brought to Peter that extra layer of meaning.
啊，如果我们现在有点像当时的彼得
，If we are like Peter.
那么这三位姐妹要告诉我们，主耶稣已经复活了。
And these three sisters are about to come to tell us that Jesus Christ has risen.
啊，主耶稣没有弃绝我们。
That Jesus Christ had not forsaken us.
啊，主耶稣愿意赦免我们的过犯。
And that Jesus Christ is willing to forgive of our sins.
主耶稣的同在仍然要带给我们光明的未来。
And that the abidance of Jesus Christ will bring us a bright future.
啊，如果我们的周遭有人好像彼得
，If someone among us just like Peter，
啊，我们要告诉他们主耶稣已经复活了。
We must tell them that Jesus Christ has resurrected。
主耶稣不会弃绝你。
That Jesus Christ will not forsake him。
主耶稣愿意赦免你的过犯。
And that Jesus Christ will forgive of his sins。
主耶稣的同在要带给你更光明的未来。
And that Jesus Christ's abidance will bring him a brighter future。
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
We're about to have a concluding prayer.
好，我们继续为 Helen 的康复祷告。
We continue to intercede for Sister Helen Ho.
我们也继续为北加州苏珊莲姐妹代祷。
We also continue praying for Sister Susan in Northern California.
我们为就要来的这个青年神学训练班在我们伯恩教会举行代祷。
And please pray for the upcoming NYTS that will be.Held here at Bowen Park Church.
也为我们八月底的鼎恩布道会代祷。
Also pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation end of August.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.